VE7, Charlie, Quebec Echo Mobile. Okay, just passing 200, and all of a sudden we went from nice drive to build the arc.
Well, that's why you pay for a house at $3 million in Vancouver, and you don't worry about that stuff.
That's why 98% of the people that work in Vancouver can't afford to live there.
You got that right. It's 1.8 million for the houses of half a block from me, and I'm down at Main and Hastings area.
That's part of my day is when Vancouver's in my rearview mirror.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I know Strathcona's beautiful. Once you go south of Hastings, you're fine. It's like a whole new world.
When I was a kid, that was just all bushes and a few farms out there. Nobody living in the Central Valley and Langley, hardly.
Well, even here, we had Still Creek.
Yeah, that's just down the road from me. That's where the recycling center is, Still Creek Road. Used to be huge cottonwood trees there, but they destroyed them all to build condos.
I don't know. I guess I'm old-fashioned. I still believe in the single-family house. Condo, you'll never, ever see me in one of those things. You couldn't pay me to live in one. I hate stratas, and I don't like living in a cubicle.
It's like living in a beehive.
Amen to be grandfathered. Don't have to deal with that HOA garbage.
I just never saw the sense in it. I mean, you buy a house and then you got an HOA or strata that says you either do what we tell you or we can take your house. Screw that.
Sounds like HOAs are on a power trip. They should be done away with.
People just have to stand up to them. That's what you got to do.
We will fight them in the streets. We will never surrender. Who said that once?
Whoa, wow. All of a sudden a downpour downtown here. What needs to never surrender is my British Columbia flag. I think it's going to rip and fly off the pole.
Good thing there's no parades. Raining on the parade.
Yeah, we just started a downpour here. I don't know about you, Rox. Looks like it's probably you too.
Calm and peaceful in North Burnaby. Looking at the trees across from me. I don't see them blowing around due to blustery conditions.
I get pretty hard on the east side of this building, trust me. Nothing in the way.
The east side, scary.
Well, from 200 to 216th was a downpour. Now I'm at 216th. It's just a light little sprinkling.
afternoon, or Charles.
Hey, good afternoon, Randy. How you doing?
I don't know. I think I'm doing okay. Just sitting here watching TV and listening to you guys.
Roger that. Well, you got me, you got Rocks, you got Merlin. I don't know who else is here.
Oh, I know that old reprobate Merlin. Yeah, that's why he's got that call saying he's a rock over or whatever it is. Anyway.
Well, it could be old reprobate, could be overly rambunctious, could be, you know, any one of a bunch of things. Right, Merlin?
Oh, anything you want, just don't make me late for dinner, that's all I care about. I just had a seagull hit my end fan. I always love that happens. The way they bounce when they fly around the building.
Yeah, you just missed your dinner.
By the way, there's a beautiful, beautiful eagle flying just above Strathcona School. Oh, it's huge. And all the seagulls chasing it, but what a wingspan.
Yeah, U.S. official bird, eagle. Canada's official bird, the mosquito.
Charles, can I convince you to give me the manual and the microphone and the bar cord you've got?
For which?
7300 I bought off you.
I don't have the hand mic for it anymore. When I bought the 7300, I bought the SM50 microphone and the ham mic just got tossed in a drawer, and I don't know where the heck that thing ended up with. As for manual, I can probably print one off for you. They're easily available on the web. Power cord, well, you got the power cord I had.
Yeah, those short one goes right to the parts, but I phoned Radio World in Calgary and told me it was going to be $220 for the power cord, the manual, and the microphone. So, and they said it would be COD when I got here, and I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, my God, Randy. What kind of amateur radio operator are you, for God's sakes, man?
That's the only place that has the stuff.
It's a power cord. It's too short. Find a solution. Go to get some nice gauge wire and just attach it on. Make it a bit longer. It's not hard. It's a little solder and away you go.
And as for the microphone, I don't know why you'd want to go back anyway. You've got a $400 beautiful desk mic that is made for that thing. Why would you deal with that? It goes back to the old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly. And I didn't know he had a microphone for that thing.
I do, yep.
Yeah, Merlin, when I sold it to him, I went with my ICOM SM50 desk mic that was made for the 7300.
Well, what the hell does he need?
So, guy is sitting around my desk.
What are you squawking about?
I'm talking about the hand mic, the microphone, the hand mic.
Just build one. Just make one. It's not that hard. Get one of your old microphones and build one.
I don't buy used junk. I usually go and buy a new stuff.